Moon. There used to be a TV show where a husband or wife was asked to guess the wife's or husband's answer to some risible question like, "What's your favorite intimate fun?" The lesson seemed to be the same on its level of televised Yahoo entertainment as the one we took from M and E that night at the bar on the level of friends whose sufferings are broadcast straight to the woe receivers built into our hearts. "I just," he said, bewildered after 18 years of marriage, "don't know who you are anymore." She'd joined a cult. She lived for the cult, or my new family, she said. And he started to weep, right there, unashamedly. On the level of the body's betraying its unity, there's Capgras syndrome, a brain disorder in which one misidentifies the most beloved, an especially pernicious cruelty. You'd think that only one of the classically evil gods of the ancient world could formulate. Normally a spouse, and insists the wife or husband is actually an imposter. This is, of course, the underlying fear in so much schlock sci-fi. Pod people take the place of lovers, parents, surgeons, civic leaders perfectly. Perhaps it's so pervasive a motif because we understand that every morning we leave behind on the pillow a face, a petal so thin it's invisible, and then blithely enter the new day with its 24 hours of new face. And the snow said, "Don't you recognize me in my chains?" And so I knew it was water speaking. The breath in my lungs said, "Every now and then, to humanize myself and to renew my pact with the earth, I require this tiny carbon stayover." And I saw the sky was saying this, on leave from its original domain that has no limitation and plays with the planets like toys. "My name is Rainbow Bearer," said M. And E said, "M, you're M." And Rainbow Bearer looked at him from 100 miles inside of M's eyes. And when Nigel, the parrot, who spoke a British-inflected English, flew away in 2010 and then returned to his owner, Darren Chick, in 2014, he spoke Spanish. Nigel. And yet, not Nigel. Clawed to a branch.
¿Qué pasa?
One day, he accompanied her to a meeting. A solstice ceremony, she gently corrects. When her turn came to speak on behalf of the rainbow, it was such gibberish, Martian, robot talk. And yet, there was her subtle lisp that he'd fallen in love with 20 years before, and the way she tilted her head to one side in the silences between her words. I can love people. There, you see, that silence? In both of my worlds, she tells us. What can we say in response? There at the table with us, sitting 100 miles apart from one another, and holding hands. If the stillbirth didn't rip them apart, or the year his jackass brother got divorced and camped in their basement, then maybe neither will this weird sadness. On the level of my wife and myself, it's March. The snows of Wichita, Kansas are yawning awake today as slush. We've been out walking, also hand in hand, and talking over things that don't need to be detailed here, but are tough and important and get said with the patient love we still have after all these years, despite the dictum change built into everything. And I'm knocking for luck on paper, the paper I'm writing this on this afternoon, paper being another face of woods. When China's space explorer Chang'e 5T1 returned, it brought us a stunning picture of the dark side of the moon. I've lived now into a time, our first time, we can see the dark side of the moon. We can start to look into its other alien face.